Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Triple Take presented by UPMC. Mike Pursuta, along with Dale Lawley and Matt Williamson, we're getting you ready for the upcoming NFL Draft, and we're going to do things a little bit differently for this edition of the Triple Take. We've been throwing out some mocks of round one. I believe we're up to three of those so far.
Yeah.
If I haven't lost count. But today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Dale is at the controls of the Pro Football Focus mock simulator, and we're going to try to recreate a draft room, and we're going to go through the first three rounds and put our heads together and come up with picks for the Steelers. Now, these are our picks. It's going to be our consensus, what we decide. It's not
this is the war room, official than that.
None of us are going to jump on the table. We might pound on it.
I might take my shoe off and pound.
There we go.
Google it, kids, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Matt, I'm sure you can agree, having been in a draft room, this is very much the way it's going to go down.
Spot on. Yeah, exactly the process. I do think it's noteworthy, folks. We got four picks, though. We got 20, 51, 84, and 98. So after some trades and wheeling and dealing, they got two third-rounders.
We might do a little bit more.
And who knows? Yeah, we'll open to trades and listen to offers and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm eagerly anticipating how this plays out. So all right. Dale, why don't you
get it started.
Lead us off.
All right, so I've already run the first 19 picks. The three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, all go 1, 2, 3. J.J. McCarthy, your favorite player, goes at 6 to the Giants. So we do have four quarterbacks in those top six picks. That is good news for the Steelers. If you're sitting, playing along at home, you want those quarterbacks to go because the Steelers won't be in the quarterback market. No more quarterbacks, though, before our pick here.
Pretty sure about that?
I'm just saying.
It's been an interesting offseason.
It has been that. So right before us at 15, Brock Bowers finally goes to the Colts. You have Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman from Texas, goes at 16 to the Seahawks. Quinyon Mitchell goes at 17, the cornerback out of Toledo to Seattle. At 18, the Bengals take J.C. Latham. If I'm the Steelers and Latham starts to slide that far, I might be on the phone with Seattle and saying, hey, can we do something here to go get this guy?
Do we think he is the best right tackle?
I do. I mean, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, if you just want to run behind a guy on fourth and one and mash people, he is the guy. I think he might be the best tackle, period, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it's a debate.
Yeah, I think that's certainly within reason.
A lot of tackles fell.
Yeah, you look at 19, Brian Thomas, the wide receiver out of LSU, goes to the Rams, putting the Steelers on the clock here. Some of those top players still available. Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois, doesn't really fit the Steelers' defense. He's a little shorter. Cooper DeJean is still available there. Leetu Latu is also available. Nate Wiggins, Amarius Mims, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Graham Barton.
Well, if you guys were with me for our mock 3.0, and you were, you already know who's getting my vote here.
Yeah, we do have three trade offers, Mike. So let's take a look at these and see whether we want to consider those or not.
Who's on the phone?
The Arizona Cardinals are on the phone with pick number 27. That's where their next pick is at. Then you have Jacksonville at pick 48 and the Rams at pick 52. I don't think we want to move out of the first round, though, guys.
I don't think we're going to go that far back.
Yeah.
Acquire future first and things like that. That doesn't make for the best video here.
Let's take a look and see what the Cardinals might be offering us here, though.
I say, could we come up with 5 to 7 names that we're comfortable with at 27? I think I can.
I think we can. So they have Arizona as Houston's number 27 pick. Obviously, they want to come up and get 20. If we want to do that, they're going to have to kick in some stuff. They do have pick 35. They're probably not going to give us that. But if they would give us 66 for sure if we move back those 7 spots.
I think you can get more than that as well.
I think we can get more than that. There's a 67% percent chance that if we made that move, we could do that. Can we get maybe 90 out of them as well? Probably no. It doesn't look like
they're
going to do that.
What about a future third from a team that might not have a lot of wins next year? I like my future picks.
He's a big futures guy.
Yeah,
that's what he likes to do.
I'm in the win now mentality.
I hear you.
I say pick the center. You guys figure it out.
He might still be there though.
He could still be there.
Him and Barton,
I know he's
still
there now.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So I like to roll the dice.
If we go for a future round four pick, we can get 27, 66 in Arizona's fourth round pick next year for 20. there's a 50% chance that gets accepted.
Offer trade.
They accepted it.
Here we go. Let's see who we lose out on. Who are those seven picks?
All right. So, I mean, we got a lot of draft capital. I like having draft capital, additional draft capital next year, because if you've paid attention to the mock drafts and stuff, next year's draft is supposedly much deeper, because all those kids that stayed in college because of the COVID rules are all going to flood into next year's draft. So next year's draft could be ridiculously deep.
I bet it's not deeper at tackle or wide receiver.
Probably not.
Take that bet.
All right, so now
who did we lose out on? Who are those
27?
Six that fell?
So the six guys that went ahead of our picks, in between our picks there. So Arizona came up to get Latu.
Okay, that doesn't hurt us.
Tyler Guyton went at 21. Nate Wiggins goes at 22. Bo Nix at 23 to Minnesota. Amarius Mims goes at 24 to the Cowboys. Graham Barton at 25 to the Packers. Chop Robinson at 26 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And there's a center from Oregon.
There's a center from Oregon still sitting there.
You guys talked me into the trade.
As is Cooper DeJean, though.
Let's take the center from Oregon.
I understand. That's a
I'm
big
cool
deal.
With it.
Yeah,
I'm cool
good with,
it.
With that. But we picked up
now we have that
stuff.
Extra pick floating around. That could be a tackle or something fringe benefit there.
Yeah, so
do it.
It's official.
Jackson Powers Johnson is the pick at 27. Now we're back up at 51. And this is why that, you know, you might want to do a move like that, because, you know, you start looking at some of those guys. Zach Frazier, the other top center in this draft, goes at 39 to Carolina. There's kind of like a no man's land there between the Steelers' first pick and that second round pick. Another guy, Kingsley Suamataya at 41. Mike Sanistrill at 42, who's a really good nickel corner that you might be interested in there if you're the Steelers. Jordan Morgan, another one of the offensive tackles, goes as well in that no man's land at pick 45. Your guy Peyton Wilson goes to the Bengals at 49.
He is my guy.
I know he's your guy. Troy Franklin.
There are guys every draft you guys.
That you love. Sure, yeah.
There's one or two that jump out at you, and you just
that was
become
what your guy
fascinated
was.
With
yeah.
him. Peyton Wilson's that guy for me. But
so we're back up here now at 51.
Okay.
I'm not thrilled that Troy Franklin went the pick ahead of us.
No.
With all the draft capital we had, I would have loved to get to 48 or 49 and snagged him.
So the guy's still available here. Braden Fisk.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Penix. It's an interesting player
Keep
available
scrolling.
There. Yeah. Javon Bullard. Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver out of Florida.
Tackles are basically gone at this point.
Adisa Isaac. I think the guys that you would consider at this spot are probably gone. Yale offensive tackle, I could never get that one. Blake Fisher still there. Patrick Paul. Right. Those are more third-roundish guys.
If it works out this way, as Pro Football Focus's mock simulator suggests it will, I'm going to go with the receiver from Florida.
Well, let's take
a
look at the receivers.
Receiver pretty heavy
so
here
you got
too.
Ricky Pearsall, Jermaine Burton, Jalen Polk, Jalen McMillan, Devontae Walker, Javon Baker.
Right after we draft him, I'm going to give him the phone number of the traveling secretary, and then I'm going to say, Ricky, don't lose that number.
Yeah. I mean, Roman Wilson's another guy that would have been interesting there out of Michigan.
He went
at 48 to Jacksonville. Penix would be, at this point, interesting.
But not
I don't
a
think
guy
it.
That's going to contribute to win now,
theoretically. True, but neither one of your quarterbacks are under contract for 2025.
I mean, frankly, I think he's going to go earlier than this.
I do, too. I think that's kind of cheating.
Yeah, and I also think you want to get Justin Fields and the new guys as many reps as you possibly can in camp, and you don't want to spread that, you know, labor around. So I think we pass on Penix.
Yeah.
I think the receiver is the spot
Pearsall
to go.
I agree. Pearsall is probably the guy. I was just throwing that
I
out
like
there.
Burton from Alabama quite a bit, too.
Did you see the catch?
Stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm
the
a fan.
The one-hand backhand down the seam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not overthink it.
No.
Do
okay.
It.
Ricky Pearsall is the pick. We're all back right. up again now at 66 because we made that trade earlier. And, well, there's some interesting guys here available at this pick, including Rook Orohoro, the lineman.
You can say it.
From Clemson. I think he would fit right into the defense.
Yeah, I think he's a fantastic fit, to be
Jaden
honest.
Hicks is still there, the safety out of Washington State. Christian Haynes, guard out of Connecticut. We don't really need a guard at this point. Junior Colson, the linebacker out of Michigan.
Interesting.
Kyrie Jackson, the another long corner, 6'3" cornerback out of Oregon. Spencer Rattler is there if we want to go quarterback again there. Jalen Wright, the running back out of Tennessee. I don't know if we overthink this, guys. I think Orohoro is...
He's jumping off the screen to me, but can you just do a quick corner search?
Yep.
If I don't want to neglect the defensive backfield
I
much
don't
longer.
Either.
Yeah.
So you got Kyrie Jackson, Max Melton.
Max Melton was a name I was curious
interesting.
About. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
But Andre Phillips, another
soon,
one.
Right? No,
we got to pick at 84 coming up here. We're not going to get a chance at that defensive tackle. There's other cornerbacks there on the board. Phillips out of Kentucky, mm-hmm. Renardo Green out of Florida State, Jerrion Jones out of Florida
highly
State.
Highly slot-capable guys, yeah. which they need, and they tend to fall a little bit. I would take Aurora Rojo, though. I never try to say that name, but he's long. He learned from Cam. He kind of fits that 3-4 DN mold, and there's not many of them in this draft.
I'm happy to address the D-line there. Yeah. If that's your guy, that's your guy.
Do it.
Aurora it is. Okay, we're back up now here at 84. We have no trade offers for this 84th pick.
Okay.
Some of the top guys available. Johnny Wilson, the big wide receiver out of Florida State.
He's a lot different than the receiver we
like
took.
Like 6'7", power forward. Jamari Thrash, the wide receiver out of Louisville. Malachi Corley, another one of those shorter type, but power
I would take
wide
Corley
receivers.
Over Wilson if we were to do a second receiver, which seems a little ambitious.
But I think at this point, we want to definitely take a look at tackles, and we want to take a look at the cornerbacks. So Renardo Green is there, cornerback out of Florida State. Dominic Pooney, Jerrion Jones, DJ James.
Corner got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, they got hit pretty darn hard. Tackles are also drying up there. Matt Gonclaves is there from Pitt.
I'd consider Elijah Jones from BC.
That name jumped off the screen a minute ago.
I think he fits in well. They'll know a ton about him. He'd be their slot from day one. He also can play outside a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that works well.
Should we take a look at safety? Just as
Mike Tomlin might have a little
insight on the guy.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
So he got a couple safeties there that have slot capabilities as well, including Dadrian Taylor-Demerson,
mm-hmm.
who was
Tyke Smith.
Yeah, just an extreme athlete.
Cole Bishop is intriguing. I really like Cole Bishop.
I just don't think it's a need compared to the. I mean, if he's there in 12 picks from now, I would consider him.
Should we roll the dice?
I think you take the BC corner.
Yeah. And then hope for the Utah safety.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with the tackle situation.
Yeah, it dried up quickly.
All right. And again, in a different world, we had so many picks, we could have maybe traded up five spots
right.
to grab the tackle.
Right.
Or, you know, Siya Mataia went like 10 picks ahead
of him. So Elijah Jones is the pick, takes the ball away, does what you want to do there, can play inside or out. We're up here at 98 now. We do have a trade back offer, but let's take a look here. Cole Bishop still there.
Boy, he's intriguing.
He's a super
athlete.
Some of those safeties are, you know, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, Sione Vaki, Tyke Smith, Cole Bishop.
I'd have been okay with Bishop last pick.
Me too.
I'm certainly okay with him here.
I mean, he helps on special teams a ton.
Yeah.
You could play him with the two starters and Big Nickel a lot early in his career. I mean, he's
are you guys of the opinion that the Utah guys, you pretty much know what you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, that's been
like
a really good defense.
Drafting from that program on defense, that's a great point.
Yeah, and I think there's still one tackle out there that I would have my eye on here when the Steelers roll around to pick with their next pick. That would be Jones from Texas.
Yeah, there's a couple projects, too,
you know,
that are interested that are probably a year away.
All right, Cole Bishop is the pick. So we came out of this then heavy on the defensive side of things. After the first couple, after the first, we got Jackson Powers Johnson at pick 27. Remember, we traded down, giving up 20 for pick 27, pick 66, and next year's fourth round pick from the Cardinals, which could be pretty good.
You would think Powers Johnson's a plug and play starter from first day of camp.
Yeah, you got Ricky Pearsall,
second
wide receiver.
Second day of camp.
Yeah, make a murder.
Yeah.
Wide receiver Ricky Pearsall out of Florida at pick 51. Then we picked at 66, Rook Orohoro out of Clemson, the defensive lineman. You have to get used to spelling that one, Mike, if we do that. Elijah Jones at pick 84, the cornerback out of Boston College, and then came back with another defensive back at pick 98 in Cole Bishop out of Utah.
I think that just completes your secondary.
Yeah.
And same with the D-line.
A number of years.
Yeah, yeah, you could be set there for a while.
Yeah, I like the way that worked out. That's a nice start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Get some plug-and-play guys, get some guys on some premium picks on offense, and then defensive depth and guys who maybe help you out at some point this year as well.
And this time next year, you'd be pretty happy with that fourth-round pick from Arizona, too.
Sounds like we got it figured out.
We'll see, nothing to it.
We'll see what happens when we get to the real thing. In a couple of weeks, but that is going to do it for us. For now, I want to remind everybody the opinions expressed on this program are the opinions of Matt Williamson, Dale Lawley, and Mike Pursuta. Nobody else, but that's what we came up with, and we will be coming up with more just compelling programming such as what you just witnessed and absorbed. All of that stuff is available on all of the Steelers' social media platforms. Thanks for finding us, however and wherever you found us. Until next time, for Matt Williamson and Dale Lawley, I'm Mike Pursuta. This has been the NFL Draft Triple Take, presented by UPMC.